Let me now conclude with you, if I may, this whole first section, and take a few moments. Our aim, as I said at the beginning of this lecture, the aim of this whole section was to see what we can see about who Jesus is through the eyes of those who were actually with him at the time and the way they thought then and perhaps how he understood himself. And I'd like now to take you over all that we've done up till this moment, because it is all there at the cross, and I think we haven't gone very far. We haven't seen very much, perhaps. Because how do you know? I mean, when you think of someone you really love at the end of that person's life and say, who is he or who is she, and what do you know? What can you put down in paper? You've probably got one or two powerful memories that are symbolic of it, but gee, saying who a person is such an infinite question. Don't let's expect to be able to be sure about too much, but let's see what we do see, and this is what I see. I hope it helps you. Jesus' violent death meant that apart from his mother and those who knew him from his years in Nazareth, his disciples and the people at large experienced his presence among them for a very short time. Perhaps 2, perhaps 3 years. In that time, his impact was astonishing. It's one thing to experience a person. It's another to have insights into that person's character and to come to understand his or her mind and heart and preferences and the meanings and values that are dear to that person and the way he or she looks at life, himself and the world. It's a further step to discover the words to convey any insights you have to other people. The New Testament presents us with many portraits of Jesus, and in so doing, presents us with the fruit of such insights. We, in our study, have 2 more sections to complete. In this first section, just concluded, we've been limiting ourselves to analysing how his disciples viewed him while he was still with them, in the brief but marvellous encounter they had with him after his baptism and up to his death. We've also been interested in any evidence we could find that might give us some glimpses into Jesus' own aims and self-understanding. Presumably, Jesus' own reflection could not exhaust the wealth of his own experience, nor fully comprehend its meaning. Nor can we reasonably expect that all his ideas about himself appear in the documents that were written by his disciples. Furthermore, the insights that others came to concerning his person and his life didn't stop with his death, and the following 2 sections will give ample evidence of that. The conclusions we've presented don't pretend to exhaust the subject. They are indeed very limited. At the same time, they're very significant, and they provide, I believe, a solid basis for our inquiry. Let us summarise our findings to this point. He loved them as they'd never been loved before. His eyes, his heart, his face, his gestures, his words, the decisions he made, gave the word love a new meaning and drew them inexorably into prayer. Their images of God, their idea of religion, their understanding of the meaning and purpose of life, all took on new and surprising dimensions in the light of the limitless freedom and fidelity of Jesus' love. All that was dark and petty and distracted and oppressive was challenged by him, and many experienced meaning, amazing release, as they were freed by him from fear and its terrible consequences, and as they found with him a new way, not just of coping with life, but of loving in a creative way. The closer they drew to Jesus, the more they experienced and began to reflect on his special intimacy with the God he called Father. Jesus identified with the word Son and spoke often of his Father and the union he experienced with him. They couldn't think of him apart from this unique relationship that he experienced with God. It was clearly at the core of his identity, and it was the source of his actions and the words that he used to explain these actions. Jesus was a just man, revealing by the fidelity of his love, right through to his own terrible death, what till then they had only glimpsed of the justice of God. Jesus was a teacher, a wise teacher, revealing what till then they had only half seen of the wisdom of God. The responses of their own hearts to him convinced them that Jesus was indeed a prophet. When he spoke, God spoke in ways consistent with the ancient prophets, but opening up undreamed of horizons before them. Providing the context for these insights was Jesus' own actual historical situation and the values that he espoused. His compassionate love led him to identify with all who were hurt, oppressed, lost. His identification was total, and he bore patiently and in love the consequences of this identification. He knew God as a liberator, and he was determined by his actions and his words to do his best to convince others of this truth and bring about God's will for this world. We have seen where this finally took him. His death was but the final symbol of his commitment to what he understood as his Father's will. In this context, he was understood as being a prophet, but after the style of the suffering servant of the book of Isaiah. In this context, he was understood as revealing God's judgment in the world, but after the style of the Son of Man of the book of Daniel. In this context, he was acclaimed as the Christ, but the reign he inaugurated, and in the cause of which he gave his life, was the reign of God's saving love, exposing injustice and vindicating the poor. Everything about him was surprising. He spoke of ancient truths in new horizon. He called people away from idolatry, especially the terrible idolatry that was entrenched in the theology and the laws and the customs that went under the guise of the religious establishment. He put a new face on God, and radically challenging though it was, it came to be called good news, for it was experienced by those who dared to accept Jesus' challenge as liberating and healing and life-giving. These convictions grew out of their experiences of Jesus. These experiences were also held many mysteries, mysteries inevitable in any personal encounter. There were questions that Jesus' disciples hadn't thought yet to ask. When they took Jesus captive and dragged him away from them, life was still to take them to the limit of their reflections regarding him. Long after Jesus' death, his person, his words, and above all his love, kept calling them deeper and deeper into their own mysterious encounter with God. And our two next sections, one of them, the next one we'll look at the way they came to experience Jesus after his death, and their thoughts about the risen and exalted Jesus. Right out of history now. Beautiful, poetic, symbolic words. In the final section of our study, I'm going to come back to Jesus of Nazareth and try to see then, in the light of the resurrection and all their experiences after his death, when the reflected light came back on the Jesus that they remembered and whom we've been looking at up to this point, how did they ultimately come to understand him? How did they ultimately see 60, 30, 40, 50 years later in the Gospels and letters, how did they express the full insights that they received and grew in into the mystery of Jesus of Nazareth? Okay, good, thank you.